Hello, so this is the Library Lady, also known as the Library Talker. I'm librarytalker.blogspot.com and Library Lady at Podomatic, which is where this podcast is hosted. So today I need to talk about, I'm going to review a book, kind of, but I'm also going to talk about the need for editors. Editors are really really wonderful people, and we need to give them more credit, and we need to love them, and authors really, really need to use them. And, you know, also, I don't know, maybe not just write the book once straight through and then turn it in and say I'm done, like a bad essayist in college or high school. And as a high school person, a teacher of high school students, I've seen first draft just handed in as this is my final draft. This is why we need editors. So the review is for a book called How to Snag a Shifter by Karen DeHaven. I'm hoping I'm saying her. DeHaven, something. Anyway, How to Snag a Shifter. And it's the first in a series. And, you know, it looks really, it's got the cool cover. It's in my zone, you know, paranormal, supernatural, urban fiction. It's in, you know, my, okay, gotta try it out, right? I should have checked Goodreads. The Amazon reviews were misleading. And even though Amazon and Goodreads are working together, they don't always work out the best. Goodreads is a little bit more honest because Amazon filters. Or at least I assume they do, because there's no way that this could have gotten the good ratings it did on Amazon. No, not without some negatives in there to pull it down. Okay, so, and please note from the start, I am telling you this having read only up to 34%. Because it was just that bad. And I have pushed myself through too many bad books recently and wasted too much of my time. And so let's start with the fact that the number of spelling errors and name errors. She's talking to someone, but now they're talking about the someone that they were talking to. There's name confusions. There's the fact that simple things like sill instead of still. You know, throughout, no proofreading at all. Lots of little errors like this. I mean, just very frustrating. But there's also just the fact that it just feels like she was writing, she didn't plan it at all. She started off with an idea and then went, ooh, and what about? And, oh, yeah, and, So she's moving. She is going to a high school in the middle of her senior year, and she's never been here before or very rarely been here before, moving across the country to be with her mom in LA, and oh dear, first day of school and have to find a friend, and how difficult is that going to be, and walks into a room and oh, it's embarrassing, and she meets this girl and oh, exactly, just that's going to be my BFF. I just know it. She's going to be my BFF, and we're going to be best friends forever. And then things get wonky. They go to lunch, and she, for some reason, there's some sort of contact at lunch, and magic. Her magic, because she's a witch, her magic boinks over to this woman, this other girl, and puts an onk on her finger that is visible now, but will eventually become invisible. And they're, oh, yeah, definitely going to be my friend now. She's a shifter, but we don't know what kind of shifter she is. So star of the show is this witch, best friend, shifter. She goes home, she talks to her mom, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, wait, do you think this is the shifter from the prophecy, the one that I'm prophesied to meet and help her out? And oh my gosh, I knew there was something special about her. Really? Just, y'all couldn't think of that before? You couldn't think like, oh, it's a shifter. Huh. Well, you know, there was this prophecy a long time ago. No, it's, oh yeah, I need to start going on to this. And she switches over to, it's the shifter from the prophecy. And now I have to work with her and train her because she's going to be the super special shifter that even though the girl doesn't really realize that she's a shifter. We somehow know that she can not only shift, but she can shift into inanimate objects, which no other shifter can do. How the heck did we find that out? Where did that come up? And all of a sudden, as the story is going on, she knows everything about the town. She knows all the good hangout places, which for some reason are all vegan. She knows everywhere to go, the best restaurants, the ones that are hidey holes. She knows them all, even though this is like, she doesn't live here until now. And she was afraid of getting lost, and she was afraid of how is she going to make friends. And suddenly she has a ton of people that she knows at school, like all her friends. She's got buds. Who are these people? You're talking about how, you know, you're walking into school the first day and you don't know anybody. And then a day or two later, you not only have a crowd, but you also know all the places to go. And you can ditch school and just hang out in these places because you totally know how to do it. And all of the everything, you know all the ins and outs. I don't freaking think so. And then she's like, oh, wait, she's this my best friend now is a shifter. I need to have another shifter to help her learn how to be a shifter, right? Even though for some reason we already know that she can shift and all. Whatever. So now we have to find an expert shifter. Oh, well, then we have to talk to that guy. That guy is so creepy and he's so sleazy and I don't like him. I know that we'd make a good pair. But I'm like, wait, what? And, you know, I know that I just don't like him. And I don't like the fact that everybody just assumes we're going to get together. And, oh, fine, I'll go talk to him. And yet he opens the door and smiles at her and talks on the phone, whatever. And she's like, oh, yeah, I like him. But no, he's so skeevy. No, you can't do that. And then she walks into his home and his front room is all pizza boxes and crap and just junk everywhere. And so she's like, ooh, this is disgusting. But after a while, she's like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And he's like, yeah, it's down the hall. And once she passes the threshold of the living room or whatever, everything's clean. The bathroom's pristine. All the rooms are really clean. And for some reason, she comes up with some sort of thing of, oh, he's probably doing that to keep the girls away. And that's why it is, you know. And she goes and talks to him and he's like, yeah, that's why it is. What does that have to do with anything? What that is she started off with him being one thing and then changed the author, changed her mind, and then had to work around it rather than go back and edit, rather than go back and fix this thing that she did where she's saying he's skeevy, but no, it turns out he's a really good guy. He's just acting skeevy. This whole thing is built so badly and has almost no discussion. It's almost all dialogue and bad dialogue. This happens, and I finally just said, chuck it. I am done. And let me also state that I'm a fast reader. When I start a book, my Kindle says, this will take you usually between 3 to 5 hours to read. You know, that's where it averages. This one was so short and so simple that my Kindle said, it'll take you about an hour. And even then, it was like 3 or 4 hours of crawling through this thing before I finally said, chuck it, I'm done. Because it was just so bad and so hard to focus and so sloggy. And again, it needed an editor. And we need editors. You know, none of us is perfect. Not even the editors are perfect, but the editors aren't writing the original stuff. Their job, their entire job, is to go through what you wrote and fix it, make it better, give you thoughts, give you criticisms and critiques, and say, hey, what about, and could you maybes, and those kinds of things. That's their job. Their job is to improve upon what they have been handed. This woman, Karen to Heaven, or however you say her name, did not use an editor. And if so, it's a really bad editor. Like maybe her good buddy, who just is a yes person and just, oh yeah, sure, this is great. Oh my God, I'd love it. You know, and has never actually been a professional editor before, ever. You know, maybe someone to just go and proofread, which they didn't do very well again because names and words were bad. So, first of all, don't read this book, ever. Just no. And I have no desire to read any of the next ones. I don't even know what the titles are. And if they come up on my feed, I hope to goodness gracious that I see that name and immediately know this is a person who doesn't use an editor, because it's so not worth it. Again, it's in my wheelhouse. This is in my zone. This is my jam, you know, paranormal, urban, supernatural fiction. This is my thing. You know, I love this kind of stuff. I love the werewolves and the vampires and the ghosts and the ghouls and the goblins. And I love the Mercy Thompson series and Dorinda Jones series. And, you know, even when they're stretching. But this is so bad. It's just so poorly done, so poorly written. It's so not even worth anybody's time, and definitely not worth the 99 cents I paid for it. And that's saying something. You know, I read schlock. I like schlock, you know. If I can find a good schlocky thing, I'm one of those people who will read romance novels. I love the schlock. Let's go for it. You know, I don't know why, but I just do. This is not one of those. This is so not worth your time. So, on my rating scale of 1 to 5, 5 being amazing, you absolutely have to read this. 1 being avoid, avoid, police lane, do not cross. You'll lose years of your life reading this. Don't. It's not worth your time. 2 being eh. 3 being eh. And 4 being, huh. This is a 1. This is a big, fat 1. This is, if I could go negative, I would. With the point, it's hard to put negative stars on Goodreads, but seriously, don't read this. And if you happen to know Karen to Heaven, or however you say her name is, please have her find a really good editor from a really good reputable source, and don't bring them the published version of this. Don't go up to the editor and say, I want you to prove that this person, you know, who critiqued me or whatever is wrong. No, I want you to have the editor go through as if it was a first draft and let them critique you, because you, Karen, do not know how to, like, actually do a final draft. Again, this is a non-edited book. This is not looked at, not checked. Maybe someone went through it once and scanned for some spelling errors, but didn't catch them all. But in the end, this is very poorly written. It's jumping all over the place. And at 34%, it's not worth the time to go any further. That other 66% is not worth it. I don't care. I just don't care. The characters are badly written. What little there is of them that's written, again, it's almost all dialogue and very little description. And the author cannot make up her mind at all about anything. Things keep changing as her mind changes. So this is not a good book. All right? Editors, beautiful, wonderful people. Celebrate editors. The good ones know when to say something and when to shut up. Because some authors just need a little encouragement, and some of them need a whole lot of, oh, hell no, this is bad. This one. This author really needed that hell no person. So editors, good. This book, bad. That's where we're putting it. So how to snag a shifter. Don't avoid like a freaking plague. Like the author has COVID-19 and does a super spreader event or something. Not that she would get that many people to come, I don't think. So yeah, no. Avoid How to Snag a Shifter by Karen to Heaven, and then praise your local editor. Anybody that you know is an editor, just tell them I love them, and if they're good, especially if they're good at their job, and I understand that they are underpaid and undervalued in the literary world. So go editors, go away from How to Snag a Shifter. Again, Library Talker, I'm librarytalker.blogspot.com. and Library Lady on Podomatic. So thank you very much for your time and for listening. I really appreciate all of my listeners. Just weird that I'm seeing all of them, but no comments. I'd love to see some comments. Good, bad, or indifferent, you know. But I really hope that you guys have a wonderful day, and thank you, thank you, thank you for listening.